I don't know about you, but I am so tired of doing the dishes. For a year now, I've been spending a lot more time at home. The kitchen is a mess. I cannot keep up with it. Here and now, resident chef Kathy Gunst is here to help me and you, I hope. She has a few ideas for sheet pan dinners, and she joins me now. Kathy, hi.
Hey, Peter, how do you really feel?
I feel tired, let me tell you that. And the good news,
You
though,
are not
Kathy,
alone.
I am not alone. I know that. And the good news is that I actually do have a sheet pan in my kitchen, but not everybody does, and other people might not even know what that is. So why don't you start there?
So, yes, many listeners have actually written in the past year, and everyone is sick of doing dishes once, twice, three times a year, a week, a day. And people are
A
just
day.
tired of cooking. So a sheet pan is a stainless steel or aluminum pan, often a mix. The key to it is that it has low sides, which encourages browning and even roasting. They're generally a half sheet pan is 18 by 13. If you don't have one, they are relatively inexpensive. Your best bet is a rimmed cookie sheet or a large cast iron oven-proof skillet, which will be a little more problematic because they're round, but worth investing in one.
Why? Is that because they can actually make prepping for dinner and cleaning up after dinner easier?
So here's the concept. Everything for dinner in one pan. So you take a sheet pan, and then here's a little tip. You line it with parchment paper, which is readily available in grocery stores, so that any juices and things that spill over and stick to the bottom, your cleanup's going to be a lot easier. You're going to have your protein, your vegetables, a starch perhaps, all in one pan. So you have color, texture, flavors, and one dish to cook at the end of the night.
Okay, so let's talk about the recipes that you've brought for us, starting with a chicken dish that it looks like it has some Greek flavors in there. Tell us about this one.
It does. So I took bone-in chicken thighs. You could use boneless. You could also use breasts. And I flavor them with fresh lemon juice and lemon zest, rosemary and oregano. I line them up in my sheet pan next to some peeled potatoes that also are going to get tossed in lemon. And then there's carrots, cherry tomatoes, onions. Put it in the oven. 10 minutes before it's done, scatter some feta cheese and pitted olives on top, and you have this gorgeous, brightly flavored, colorful entire dinner in one dish. Now, it's important to say at this point that if you're sitting there thinking, ooh, I have chicken, I have potatoes, I have an onion, but I don't have carrots and I don't have cherry tomatoes, it doesn't matter. This is a very kind of loose, experimental type of cooking. Let's say you have a winter squash, add that instead. So you can really experiment with these recipes.
Kathy, I note that the potato peeler is going to get dirty, and so will the knife.
Put those
I'm
kids
just
to
kidding.
dishwashing.
All right. Now, look, you also have a salmon dinner for us. What about that one?
This is, again, very simple, and I love this dish. Here's what I found. This is salmon with, I use shiitake mushrooms, any mushrooms, sweet potatoes, and thick slices. You slice a head of broccoli right through the stalk. You use the whole part. But the broccoli and the sweet potato need a little bit more cooking. So you put that in a sheet pan, season it with some olive oil, salt, and pepper. And then about halfway through cooking, you add a beautiful fresh salmon fillet and the mushrooms. And then I brush it or drizzle it with a very easy marinade made from soy sauce, fresh ginger, honey, and if you have it, a little white wine or sake. And then again, you have this salmon dinner with your vegetables and these meaty mushrooms and this wonderful ginger honey soy sauce.
Well, that sounds really nice. And just very briefly, because I do want to get to this dish for vegetarians, but you know, people are kind of worried about putting fish in the oven sometimes. Do you have any tips for that?
I don't even know what that means. Worried about putting, oh, because they're worried about overcooking it?
Or, you know, sometimes the smell, you know, like I'd like to cook mine on the barbecue rather than put it in the oven.
You certainly could do that, but this is a really wonderful way to cook fish because it stays very moist, this marinade. And I also give you a tip in the recipe for how to tell when the fish is done, depending on the thickness of the fillet. And I also link you to the Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch to find out about sustainable cuts of salmon and what you should be buying. But no fear, Peter, really. It's quite simple and not stinky at all, particularly when it's bathed in this honey ginger soy sauce.
All right, sounds good. Can you do the vegetarian in 20, 25 seconds? Is that possible?
Yes, this might be my favorite. I took a whole bunch of different vegetables, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, green beans, carrots, onions, and then chickpeas, canned cooked chickpeas, sprinkled everything in olive oil, cinnamon, and cumin, and roasted it. And while that was roasting, I made a brothy Israeli couscous. And this Beautiful. Is a very satisfying dish.
We'll have it all at hereandnow.org. Kathy Gunst, thank you so much.
Thanks, Peter.